Good morning, St. Paul.
And welcome to another edition of
The Spoken words. You kept talking.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were going to do it in unison.
This is embarrassing.
And then you kept going, and it wasn't the
title. Wait, we could introduce ourselves in unison. You're supposed to say I'm. I'm going to be like your Ella.
Okay.
You're Ella, and I'm Amanda. That was terrible. Let's not do that in the future.
Let's never do that again.
I think it makes more sense to say the title in unison.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on that
for next
the future.
Week.
Anyway, welcome to the spoken words.
English department.
You just said the word. I thought you were going to be like the radio show for the English department, but you just were saying words.
I was cutting it down
to
the most important information.
Bare bones.
Yeah.
Bringing you all the news from the second floor of Old Main.
It's good. Did you write that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of that.
I like it.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm kind of a writer.
Okay.
It's not true.
You are a writer. You've written things.
Technically. I don't identify as a writer necessarily.
Okay. All right.
Anyway. I woke up at 6:30 this morning, so I am a little off. More than usual.
Awful.
I know.
Horrifying.
I know.
And I don't know why any human being would have to do that.
My soul is leaving my body currently.
That's fair.
It's fine.
That's fair.
It's fine.
That's fair.
It's fine. I learned
it
about black
really
holes.
Took you a long time to walk here.
Yeah.
Wake up at 6:30.
Well, I live like upwards of half a mile away, so you know it's a slog sometimes.
I'm glad that you have so much. I don't know, determination.
Yeah. Well, you know,
dedication.
I would walk through fire for this radio show. That's how committed I am to WMCN.
Okay.
91.7 FM. McAllister College Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota.
There we go.
It's getting kind of creepy, actually, when we do things in unison, but, you know. Anyway, so, last semester, we started the spoken words as the English department's radio show, the auditory arm of the words newsletter, and we are coming into our spring semester now, sophomore attempt. Like, you know, the word,
okay,
not
okay.
We're seniors, but the word as its dictionary definition.
Right.
And we are excited to continue bringing you all the news from the English department.
Sophomore also means immature.
I felt like that was particularly fitting.
Okay.
Because of that.
All right. All
yeah. Right. Okay, I'm being undermined by my co-host.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Do you have any news? Can you help us out here?
I do have some news. Should we
mosey
on over
for
our first news item for the day?
Yeah, it's a few weeks into the semester, so we already have things going on.
We do. So it was recently announced that the Nick Adams Short Story Contest, which happens every single year, we have 4 finalists this time, and all of them have been sent on to ACM for final judging with all the other colleges, and the winner will be announced later this spring. But yeah, so we have Prophecy in the Modern Age by Spencer Fugit, we have Number 2 by Svetlana, we have Goners by Greer Silverman, we have The Gold Chambers by Lily Sadowski. And yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good luck to all of you.
Good luck.
May you
beat win.
The other people.
Yes.
Who all is in ACM?
Is that the ones around here?
No, I think that's ACTC. I think ACM, it's the Associated Colleges of the Midwest, so it has like Knox and everything. So it's a pretty big pool, I would imagine. So you guys got this.
Mm-hmm.
You're great writers. Okay. I'm trying to be positive. We were thinking about doing like a morning shock jock DJ persona thing, but I don't think either of us have the energy for that.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, we have
I
to get
thinking
like
thinking about it.
Good morning.
Good morning. We already did our intro though.
That's true. We'll have to get like air horn sound effects and stuff. I can't even do an air horn impression. That was unbelievably bad. I'd like to formally apologize to everyone who had to hear that, to all the 4 or 5 people who heard that.
I heard
I'm
it.
Sorry. I'm not sorry to Ella, but I'm sorry to you guys.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this isn't like super, super big news or anything, but Professor James Dawes' book, Evil Men, which I think was published, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe. So. Has recently been translated into Chinese. So that's pretty cool. Can reach a larger audience.
Yeah.
It's a intense read. Eye-opening.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. So if you speak Chinese, go ahead and get yourself a copy. I don't know.
Okay.
6:30 in the morning, I tell you.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, so an event that is coming up soon that you should all go to on February 25th, which is next Thursday, is the Apps and Alums event, which will be at 5:30 to 7:30 in Weyerhaeuser Boardroom. And what exactly is the Apps and Alums?
Okay, so event? It's short for Appetizers and Alumni. Wait,
alumni?
How do you... Alumni? Yeah, there you go. I don't speak Latin. And it's put on by the English Honor Society. Mm-hmm. It's an attempt to connect current students in the English department with alums who've graduated with an English degree from McAllister, who are employed and things. So, you know, you don't have to lose complete hope once you get your English degree. There is hope. You can get employed. These people have done it. Go meet with them. Network a little bit.
Network.
Eat some tasty morsels. Some nice appetizers. Maybe schmooze, even. A slight bit.
Schmooze. Isn't that the same thing as networking?
Yeah, but it sounds sleazier.
Okay.
But less boring, somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to use both words to get both connotations over.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm proud.
But no, it was... I went last semester, which I guess you weren't there for... But it was really nice to talk to people, get sort of a sense of what they had done during, like, their last 2 years of college to get where they were mm-hmm. post-grad and everything. And just to see, like, all the different options for what you can do, because I think there's
a lot of them,
and there's, like, a limited view of what English majors can do sometimes, where it's like, oh, you can teach or go into publishing. Good luck. But they're all doing a lot of different, interesting, diverse things. So it's nice.
Check it out
on the 25th.
Yes. Thursday? I think you do. Yeah, that's next Thursday. I think you do have to RSVP.
On yes.
Google
Doc. Remember
to
do
that. I'm sure you got an email about that. So just Google search apps and alums in your email and it will come up.
Exactly.
And then RSVP.
We got to make sure we have enough food for everyone.
Yes.
I say we, but I'm not a member of Honor Society, so it's not really me at all.
I'll be there.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Another thing coming up is Chanter.
Yes, it's always coming up.
Chanter is eternal. Chanter is forever.
Or at least for the past 75 years.
Hey, true. Which, on the off chance that you somehow don't know, Chanter is the McAllister literary magazine that's been around for going on 75 years pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
They are accepting submissions right now, so... You should do that.
Yes.
You can submit until March 25th.
Mm-hmm. Anything that can be, like, printed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's short, so don't submit your entire novel.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work.
They won't accept it.
No, but short stories.
Yes.
Poems. I'm talking visual art, paintings, pictures of sculptures you've made. Whatever. Yeah. Just submit it.
Just get it done.
Get published. It's cool. It's a great magazine.
It is.
Read it.
Well, they can't read it now. I guess they can read past issues now.
That's true.
You can pick up past issues in the English department.
Hey, that's true. If you want to get a sense of the literary minds at McAllister,
mm-hmm.
present and past,
yes.
Check those out.
Yes. I was dying trying to keep them. Hello. Welcome back from my favorite song.
Ella loves the Killers.
They're her favorite band.
I
love the Killers.
It's a little embarrassing,
so
frankly,
much.
How much she loves them.
It is embarrassing.
You're a fangirl, you know? Just too much of a fangirl.
I just love them too much.
Mm-hmm. Do you especially like his vocals?
I do.
Okay.
They bring tears to my eyes.
Okay, I actually like the Killers. So you were listening to Spaceman by the Killers, which Ella hates.
I do. Before that, you were listening to, you can pronounce that one.
Oh, Loin d'ici by Corps de Pirates.
Thank you.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but I don't speak French either.
More than I do.
Technically. Barely.
You have been in multiple French classes.
True. It's better than Luandici.
Luandici. Luandici. That's how I was going to say it.
So. I know. Okay, anyway. Yes.
Before that was Four Winds by Bright Eyes, and before that was Girl of the North Country by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash.
And I'd like to apologize for the mistake in which I implied there would be a harmonica.
There was no harmonica.
Because there was some miscommunication putting together the playlist.
It was the only one on Spotify.
Okay, fine. There are two versions of that song, and the one I was thinking of begins with that. And this one had, I believe, zero harmonica, so it was a dirty lie.
It was.
To all of you.
I'm sorry.
And I want to apologize.
Everyone.
I want to apologize. Okay. Moving on to PSA. Do you want to do a PSA right now?
Sure.
Okay.
You are listening to 91.7 FM WMCN, McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
There you go.
All right, St. Paul Winter Market. Looking for fresh veggies? On the hunt for that perfect head of cabbage? Roll through the St. Paul Winter Market, St. Paul's finest winter farmer's market. Located in Lower Town on 5th Avenue next to Mears Park. Markets are every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. from now until April. Check it out, guys. I was trying to do like a DJ voice. It didn't work.
It sounded like a DJ voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Need to work on our morning shock jock thing.
Yeah.
For next week. We will.
I'm going to get an air horn.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't imitate an air horn.
Sound effects with your voice because it's not working.
Can we put together like a soundboard so we can just like press it at any given moment and have that air horn happen?
Yes. Kay. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm aiming for like the Parks and Rec thing.
Yeah.
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 This is the goal.
I know.
Anyway.
Right. So more news. So as well as submitting to Chanter, which is an on-campus thing, you could also submit to the Stony Brook Short Fiction Prize, which does have a prize, $1,000 bills.
Individual $1 bills,
$1
but you get 1,000 of them.
Yes.
It's pretty nice.
It
they
is.
Come in a suitcase, handcuffed to your wrist.
I've always wanted that. You know?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Just once.
Yeah. I think, is that like a national competition? It's got a much larger scope, certainly, than the other ones we've mentioned. It's larger than ACM, I believe, the amount of people that it accepts from.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It also does not have any sort of reading or submission fee, so
no.
That's really nice. It is keeping it a little more accessible, and there's a chance of winning the 1,000 buckaroonies if you're a good writer.
It is, United States and Canadian universities.
Okay, sweet. So just submit that at www.stonybrook.edu/fictionprize.
You didn't need to do the www.
People don't know, okay?
I think.
People don't know how the internet works, Ella.
I sure don't.
Exactly. That's why I don't appreciate the criticism coming my way just helping people.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But anyway, the deadline is in April, so you have a little bit of time, but get on it now because
start writing.
Yeah, start writing because writing a good thing will probably take a while. So
true.
Look at the guidelines. Look into your heart and your computer screen
or a typewriter if you have a typewriter.
I don't think a lot of people do.
That's true.
I've been thinking of buying one.
Yeah. Have you found one that you want to purchase?
I found one and I was about to buy it, and somebody bought it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was a bummer.
I'm so sorry.
I'll have to find another one.
I would give you mine, but it's in Kansas. So it's hard.
It's too far away.
It's 400 miles away.
That's more than 5 miles.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That's just math.
It is.
Anyway, so back to McAllister's own English department.
Oh, yes.
So we have t-shirts.
We have many.
I'm guessing most people listening are aware that we have t-shirts and have probably picked up the t-shirt.
Probably.
However,
there's some stragglers.
If you're perhaps a straggler or if you have recently declared an English major, maybe this semester, we do have these beautiful maroon shirts with Gabriel Garcia Marquez on them.
Yes.
Saying words.
He has a top hat.
He has a top hat at a jaunty angle.
I was going to say he's leaning jauntily, but his hat is also at a jaunty angle.
The whole shirt is a delight of jauntiness. It's amazing. He has a very nice face.
Yes.
He looks adorable. And you can wear him on your shirt if you just stop by the English department and say, hey, I'd like to pick up my shirt, I'm a new English major, we'll check you off the list. Or minor. Or alum.
Yeah.
We send them out to alums, too.
Yes. I feel like people don't know that, you know, minors can get their shirts, too.
That's true. Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Minors can have shirts.
I know there's a lot of you English minors out there, and you should pick up a shirt because they're amazing. Rep the English department. For just majors, we have a blue notebook as well, the English Majors Journal, which is also very nice and new this year.
Yes.
So it's a free journal.
A special little note inside.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Write your hopes and dreams and stuff.
I use it to take notes for demonology.
That too.
Yeah.
That works.
So it's all purpose. You could start writing the story that you're going to submit to Chanters, Stony Brook, and or...
Yeah.
What was the other one? No, wait, never mind.
Oh,
the Nick Adams is already done.
Never mind.
Anyway, so that's a good thing to do.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. And then this Friday, very exciting, the ACTC English Majors Conference is happening. It's in the CC.
Yes.
Definitely. I think all just in the conference rooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it starts at sometime in the morning. I don't know. There's a break for lunch, but there's like a morning section and an afternoon section.
Yeah.
You should check that out. Go hear people read some of the cool papers that they've written.
Yes.
See people from other schools, see what they're doing. Should be a good time.
Participate
in the brain trust of English majors around the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Ella's making a face at that phrasing.
Brain trust.
You know, it's not the right word, but I'd like,
fun.
Again, zero dark 30 is when I got up, so I'd like to remind everyone of that.
All right.
I'm not at my peak mentally.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Anyway, so that is this Friday.
Yes.
You should definitely attend it.
Yes. All right. So more things that have been happening recently. The English department is looking around at job candidates for a new professor for the 20th century.
Yeah, it's like 20th, 21st, 20, I think.
Yeah.
Modern.
Britlit.
Yeah.
Maryland, or mostly Britlit.
Probably. Yeah. You probably, as English majors listening to this, were able to attend some of lunch job talks. Many. They all gave talks. During lunch. There were various other events with smaller groups. There were the donut drop-ins, which was a nice way to get to meet all the candidates a little more informally.
Breakfasts.
All that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. I think it's quieted down a bit now.
Yeah.
But that was a busy time in the department. Those 2 weeks where candidates were coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Look forward to new faculty.
Learning more
about things.
Yes.
Stuff. Literature.
Literature.
Presumably.
Yes.
Okay.
Now it's time for our favorite segment of the hour, the food corner.
I like food, food is good. We love the food corner.
Gotta love it.
And our theme song for the food corner.
A beautiful... That is the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole 17-second song.
That's a song that really exists.
Food. Yeah.
On the internet.
It does.
And it makes us happy that it exists.
So what's up on the food corner tonight?
Well, this is a great opportunity or a good reason for us to have a show on Wednesday morning because we are able to remind you about Treat Night, which happens at 4:30 p.m.
today,
every Wednesday, in the English department, on the second floor of Old Main, in the hallway. It's amazing.
In the middle of the hallway. On a table.
Good luck missing it. It's in the middle of the hallway. You're going to see it.
There are other people there.
There's other English majors
milling about,
eating
food on their plates.
Yeah. So it's a good time.
Sometimes boats.
We do have boats.
Bowls.
Oh my god, I'm excited. Tonight we're having paninis.
Yes.
Oh my god. I love paninis.
Gotta love paninis.
It's gonna be bread. I'm talking cheese. Potentially some sort of meat. I don't really know.
Yes.
A panini maker?
Ketchup.
Ketchup?
If you want.
That's weird. I'm judging you.
I put ketchup.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's weird.
Whatever.
Okay, well, you can join Ella in the weird person corner where you put ketchup on your panini.
We'll have fun.
Yeah.
We'll have fun.
Well, you'll have to talk to Ella, so good luck with that, but, you know.
I'll have fun by myself.
Oh, all by myself. Anyway, so that's very exciting, 4:30. If you're, again, maybe if you're new to being an English major this semester, if you've just declared, this might be the first time that you're sort of aware of the fact that Tree Night happens, and it's one of the most amazing,
it's beautiful,
beautiful things that the English department does.
Thanks to that.
Getting teary-eyed.
Donor.
Yeah.
Person, whoever they are. I hope they're having a good day.
Some alum who donated money strictly for like a, what was it, like community building events or something, which translates to food most of the time.
Yeah.
Just a moment of silence for that man.
I'm glad.
Burr, 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 burr.
It might not be a man.
Oh, that's true. I think it is, though.
Is it?
I think it was. Anyway. Okay, so y'all should come to that.
Yes.
Tonight. Paninis.
Yes.
Be there. You can see us live.
You can get our autographs.
You can get our autographs if you want. We're willing to sign anything except checks with our names on them. I don't want, or like contracts. I'm not going to sign that.
Contracts? You already signed one to be on the air.
That's true. I just mean like if someone, you know, like as a ruse were to come up to me and ask for an autograph, but it was really just like a contract for me giving them thousands of dollars, I wouldn't do that. I would not sign that.
Do you think anybody thinks that you have thousands of dollars?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay. So anyway.
Anyway.
We're kind of like coming back into the whole fold of having a radio show, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We'll have more content next week, I swear.
We could wrap up the food corner by mentioning the fondue last week.
Oh my God.
That happened.
That's true.
Which is a prime example of why you should come to Treat Night every Wednesday, because sometimes we have chocolate fondue. I guess on Valentine's Day we have chocolate fondue.
Yeah. For all you underclassmen out there, you should just open your phone right now, go to the calendar, go to February 14th, 2017, and just block out the whole day, because you are going to spend the whole day.
It's
going to
be a Monday.
Block out the Wednesday of the week, because you are going to spend...
It might be the Wednesday before.
Okay. That's it. Okay, figure out whichever... Wednesdays on either side of the 14th of February 2017.
Yes.
Just block it out. Block both of them out.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Because on one of those, there's going to presumably be chocolate fondue, and you're going to want to spend that day eating chocolate fondue.
Well, not the whole day.
Oh my God. I quit. I quit this radio show. I quit this friendship.
Wow.
I'm done.
This is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I need an air horn to stop this.
I would do my impression, but I've already done it twice. Oh God, it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to get a real air horn sound effect.
Okay.
Wait, do they have an app for that?
They probably
do. Well, I could just press it and...
Oh. We'll check on that while we go to some music, perhaps.
This is amazing. Okay.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WMCN, McAllister College Radio.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's the one. You were just listening to Rain by Thomas Newman from the Bridge of Spies soundtrack. Before that was the Bridge of Spies and title credits, also from the Bridge of Spies contract soundtrack.
Oh my God.
Before that was Cold War by Janelle Monáe. Before that was Theme from Schindler's List.
Lots of movie scores, I see. Apparently we were in a movie score mood.
Yeah. There were more later on the list.
Oh boy.
But we'll get you
next week,
I guess.
Next week you can check out even more movie scores. I find those are particularly good for studying. I really like listening to movie scores while I study. Because I don't know, it's like, you know, the intensity without words to distract you.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Keeps you ready.
Ready for what?
I don't know. Learning.
All right.
Ready for learning, okay?
I love learning.
Anyway, we would like to thank you for listening to the spoken words this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ella.
And we will be here next week, bright and early at 9 in the morning on Wednesday. I will hopefully not wake up as early next week, so I might...
Yeah.
My, you know, words might come easier to my brain.
Yeah.
We will potentially have more content. Maybe like some frontline news from ACTC.
Yes. There are a bunch of events coming up, so we'll have stuff to say about them.
Yeah. It'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So tune back in to your local college radio station next week.
Do it.
Okay. Shall we turn it off?
Yes.
All right. Thanks.